Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you on a blustery evening in Los Angeles. It is raining in the Southland, and you guys are still here, so thank you for that. We're at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. Halfway through the month, I'd like to see some halfway decent name tags. Woo! Okay. I guess I got exactly what I asked for. What's that shirt over there? What's going on with that?
It's Jurassic Dave.
Jurassic Dave. You just put some tape on there and wrote Dave?
It's 30 minutes work.
30 minutes? Took you 30 minutes to do that? Okay. That's a weird brag. It's not a humble brag. It's a weird brag. All right. What's this one over here with the baseball? It's basketball?
Case.
And you changed it to Case Skitball. Because your name is Case?
Casey.
Okay. Of course it is. Jason the Hole?
Ace in the Hole.
Instead of Ace in the Hole. Okay. And what's this other one? Is this a fried green tomatoes thing?
Yeah, fried Colleen tomatoes.
Fried Colleen tomatoes. I don't know if I'm happy or sad that, I mean, show everybody else that I figured out that had something to do with fried green tomatoes. I mean, there is one green tomato on there, I guess, but... and then we have Fair and Mike 9/11. That's a lot of fun. Welcome to Maxwin. The Meg. Is your name Meg? Is somebody in this room making that hissing noise, or is it the theater?
It's the theater.
It's the theater, okay. Oh, it's the bathroom. Let's wait and see who comes out. All right, well, great job. We got plenty of name tags. Bless you, person who just sneezed. And I don't know what you say to someone who's coughing. Doug plugs Tacoma, Washington. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Tacoma Comedy Club this Saturday at 4:20. I'll be at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel in Vegas on Sunday, January 27th at 4:20. Dallas, Texas at Hyenas on Saturday, February 2nd at 4:20. I don't know why I have to keep saying that. Just assume, and if it's wrong, I'll go on by like 8. And I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Sacramento, February 9th and 10th, both at 420. So many shows coming up this year. Please visit DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Listen, not only did you guys show up and stand out there in the rain to get in here, you have done everything else perfectly. So you'll always have that. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, one size fits maybe. that's in the prize bag. We've got, of course, I was just in San Francisco at the wonderful SF Sketch Fest, and so I brought you guys a copy of San Francisco Magazine. It's very thick, and judging by the cover, it seems like it's political. So enjoy that, along with... a Weed Maps t-shirt. Yeah, you got two shirts now. You know, you can do laundry less. Doug Loves Movies sticker. And, oh, this was fun. I got a nice little grinder from a dispensary up in San Francisco. A very nice one called Spark. All that, plus, and it came, I double wrapped it in two plastic bags because fuck the environment. But also, it's raining out there. I didn't want everything to get all wet. Let's bring my... As you can see, there's four guest chairs tonight. And I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. Please give it up. I hope they're ready back there. You guys ready back there? Yeah, that's what I thought. There's quite an active green room tonight. There's a lot of socializing going on back there. So we'll see what happens if I introduce everybody. Please give it up for Sarah Swire, Jordan Rubin, Chris DiStefano, and Shane Torres. To the stage, please. I beg of you, any of you, to just come out here and be guests on my show. There they are. Some of them. They're going to all get here eventually. It's going to be awesome. But let's talk to the two that are with us so far. It's tricky. It's one of the first things you have to learn in show business is where the stage is. And then microphone use comes up next. Mm-hmm. Because this is an audio podcast.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. And let's meet these guests individually, starting with directly to my left. And I think we discussed it backstage briefly. I think I pronounced this right. It's Sarah Swire, everybody.
Hello.
Not only one of the stars of the terrific, if you haven't seen it, What Are You Doing With Your Life, Anna and the Apocalypse, also the choreographer of the, because that's right, it's Chris is looking at me. It's a musical with zombies.
Fucking love it, man.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm into it.
Okay, he's in. He's in already.
We need more people like
it's
you.
Really terrific. Yeah, how many people here tonight have seen it?
Yeah. Oh, that's more than I thought.
Come on. It was more than you were expecting? Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you have a very positive outlook, because that was shit.
Thank you so much.
But that one that did see it was super, like, he really dragged out his, yeah, very into it. It's great, right? Yeah. But it'll probably hit more eyeballs here when it's on demand and stuff.
And yeah, and all the,
And it's going to become a Christmas classic. Like, you'd watch that every year at Christmas, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's way better than, didn't need to say a title because Christmas movies suck. Not enough of them have zombies in them. And the scary Christmas movies are too scary. I like a little of everything. Yeah. And you guys did a great job of making the movie like sweet and touching
and
fun, but also fucking people die.
Everyone, it's awful. It's so sad.
It does get really sad at the end, and it's sadder every time I see it.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm so happy.
Because the first part is I'm happy they're all alive, and then they all die. Spoiler.
Yeah.
It's a zombie movie.
Yeah.
Sounds yeah. like a Christmas movie.
If we haven't been clear. But how did you get the job of being like not only in the movie but also choreography? Which came first?
I mean, I don't have a very exciting story. I auditioned like most people do and tried to do, and it worked out, which is awesome. And then
she got the part, and then you're like, hey,
I
there's going to be dancing in this.
I want to do that part. Please help me do that for you. No, I that was basically it.
Just, really?
Well, yeah.
So anybody who gets cast in movies should say, hey, also, I'm great with props. Could I have that job on the show as well?
I was working in Scotland for a while doing choreography for like music videos and for some stage things. And
we should mention that the film is takes place there.
In Scotland, yeah. Yeah. So it's like not only a zombie Christmas musical, but it's also based in Scotland. And yeah, everyone dies and it's really sad, and it's the best part of every Christmas for here on now until forever. If you can watch it.
Yeah. Let's do that, you guys. And thank you for being here tonight. Let's say hello to our next first-time guest on the program, New York City comedian out here in Los Angeles, because he's promoting his big special coming up at Comedy Central. It's Chris DiStefano, everybody.
Hi. How you doing? Thank you for having me, Doug.
Yeah, so great to have you.
I appreciate it, yeah.
I've always thought you'd be a lot of fun on this show, and now we're doing it.
Yeah, man. I don't know a lot about movies, but I just like being around you.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you should probably do my food show by dining with Doug and Karen, because then you don't have to know anything about anything. You just sit there and eat.
Bro, I'm in.
Okay. But we'll see how you do tonight. I'm excited about it. And your Comedy Central special starts on Friday?
Friday, January 18th, Comedy Central special comes out, 11 p.m., size 38 waist. And it's just, that's what I named it. And they were like, are you sure?
I thought you were just throwing in irrelevant information. No.
I wanted to name it Chrissy Bitch Hips, but then they said we can't have bitch in the title. So I said, well, my waist size right now is 38. So let's just call it that. And they were like, are you sure? And I was like, let's roll with it. And now there's billboards in New York and LA that just say it. And people are like, well, I don't get, you know,
are we supposed to shop with this guy like, or for this guy?
Is this a comedy thing? Is this a Jenny Craig thing? What it is? But, you know, watch January 18th and then you could stream it online or on the app, whatever it is, you know, you'll watch it. We're all going to die soon. You know, Doug knows how I am, man. I'm fucking nervous.
I count on that. It's that nervous energy makes you so much fun to be around. Because you don't know what the hell you're going to say.
I don't know anything, bro.
Another great example.
Yeah.
But let's say hello to, now we got a couple of veterans coming up. These guys have been on the show before, starting with comedian and filmmaker Jordan Rubin is here.
Hi.
A new project for you to promote right now, eh?
Hey. Yeah, I directed a movie called The Drone, which is basically like Child's Play with a drone. It's like Chucky, but in a drone kind of thing.
Does a drone
talk? Sounds
like
a joke. What?
Does a drone talk?
Spoiler alert, it eventually does.
Oh, it becomes sentient, as we like to say?
Yes.
About robots?
It does.
And where can we see it? When's it come out?
Still, it's going to premiere at Slamdance next week.
Neat.
And then we'll figure it out. And I just did a reboot of Critters.
Really?
Yeah. So that's going to be a series, a digital series. I can't say. I just realized. But Warner Brothers.
Wait, which one of these projects had the publicist reach out and say, can you have Jordan Rubin
on?
I was like, I'll have
the drone.
My friend Jordan Rubin on.
You know how movies work and like they're, you know, the delay, like one started, but then the other one, they end up coming out at the same time.
Yeah, so you got to promote both of them. I mean, will the drone be mad that you're promoting the other thing?
I think I'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'm a little worried that my head is so much smaller than Chris's.
Yeah.
Like, I know
people. He does have a bigger ego than you, that's for sure.
Yeah. But also, I know people can't hear that on the podcast, but I don't know if you post
a photo. I really think you have a total. You look like. These guys look like natives, and you got a shrunken head. Like they're
Yeah.
Because he has the short...
You know, I got a big noggin, too, so you're really... You got a small head, dude.
We got to switch. Yeah, yeah, and him, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got big heads. It's nice to meet you.
I feel like you have a big head.
That guy...
At least your waist is smaller than Chris's.
No, yeah, it is. You want to get my pants?
32 waist.
You're 32 waist,
no,
you
that's
bitch.
My special.
Oh, you got 32 waist?
No, no, no.
32 waist isn't even my shoe size.
Yeah, I'm like the guy in Beetlejuice in the waiting room.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Yes. He got his head shrunk. Yes. That's what I was trying to say.
All like
yeah,
the Jungle Cruise. Trader Sam's having a special. Two of his for one of yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if I sat closer, the perspective.
Yeah.
Do we have the same
also,
size?
Also, the makes your head look smaller,
yeah.
too.
Really?
We'll, yeah. We'll take a picture backstage where you stand right in front of the camera and they stand very far back.
Okay.
And it'll totally even the score.
Thank you.
But in the meantime, we have to say hello to Shane Torres, everybody.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for having me.
I want to say you've been on like three times in many months. And
it's the third time.
Love to have you here,
yeah, this
dude.
Is fun. This is my first time here on the show in L.A.
Yeah.
It's good to be
and
back.
And you're, why are you, because you're living in New York, right?
Yes.
So why are you out here right now?
Meetings that are, you know, some executive had to have somebody sit across from him after lunch, so that's why I'm here. It's going well. I was in Denver and I thought I'd come see my friends is really what happened. I'm very busy. I have no projects.
I mean, those meetings are great though because they'll give you like a water or a coffee or something. Yeah.
Well, all of mine are getting scheduled right at 4 o'clock too, so it's a nice time of day to be driving around.
Oh yeah, that's true. Getting around town that time of day sucks.
Yeah, here doing shows and I was, I'm just on the road and, I have a web series coming out on Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chris's broadcast. I am.
Nobody's gonna watch it. Let's be honest. It's Friday at 11. My special. Oh. Nobody's gonna watch it. No, it's only gonna.
Gonna watch it.
Come
Look
on,
at you,
let's
you handsome son of a bitch.
It's all, but it's
maybe
on the
I'm saying they'll stream it. I'm saying my point is like they'll stream it. Like they'll stream your web
that's
series.
Still
I just have a web series that's gonna air at Friday at 11 that my dad's gonna watch. You know what I mean? Most of people, if they ever do see, it's gonna be online. Just like you.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it.
I'm just saying we're the fucking same,
flight.
Man.
We're not the same.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
We're very different.
Head off.
Your guest got progressively less attractive as it went down the line. It is so sad. I'm the ugly one.
Okay. I don't know. It felt like people were arguing just now, and I don't care for that.
We're bumping each other up, though.
Yeah,
true,
I guess.
It's all positive and brochure.
But yeah, I mean, Chris, can I tell you a little piece of information about Comedy Central and their specials?
Yeah.
This one, Ron Funches was last Friday, and you're like the next one after him, right?
Absolutely.
In the same series.
Yep.
I've seen you together on a billboard.
Yeah, man. I'm excited
like
about
it. Like the United Colors of Benetton, you and Ron.
Absolutely.
And... But that's the thing is, his supposedly got terrific numbers.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know,
so
people watch it. And
don't you worry about it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that they watch it on streaming. Like, everybody streams.
No, people watched fucking Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On their goddamn TVs.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about
it. At 11 o'clock on Friday night.
Fuck yeah, they did. they really did, man.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this.
I like you, Doug.
Yeah, positivity, my friend. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me handicap the race tonight. I think Jordan's going to win. All right. but I asked you all to bring something for a prize bag and to different levels of confusion, and hopefully y'all came up with something. Sarah, do you want to tell us what you brought?
Not to say that this was prompted by you, but to bring some sort of stuff, merch stuff from the films. Possible.
Yeah, that's always great when you
always
have
useful.
A self-promotional item. It's always
I
nice.
I have cassette tapes.
I love that.
But I also have more cassette tapes.
Oh, multiple.
So
that's
many.
Awesome.
There's also
that's an interesting thing to give to one person.
There's so many. Funny.
Here's a bunch of tapes, and it's one song, right?
How many friends do
there's
you have?
There's one song on this tape,
one
and here's
song.
Five copies
the best
of it.
There's five. I actually have 10 more in my bag.
Oh, so should we give them all away to one person?
Yeah, I think that's what I was hoping for.
They could be like an Anna the Apocalypse gift fairy to all their friends.
Yeah, exactly.
The song's Hollywood Ending, which once you've heard it, it's fucking in your head for good.
Yeah.
It's a really catchy song. Yeah. But that's so that's what you brought.
That. I just brought
I love that. Do you want to sign one of them?
No, I feel weird about that. No, okay. I really don't.
Then don't.
I'd rather not. And then I was at a Goodwill and I thought I found this and I laughed really hard because I thought it said pot and it says really beautiful little pin, but it says Pat. So
just it's Pat.
It's Pat. Just a beautiful little pin that says Pat.
Okay.
So that's what I found.
That is beautiful.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's really nice.
I'm kind of mad that I'm giving it away. I was going to keep it for myself. But
well, you can keep it. No one will be mad at you.
We can
Pat
share that.
Pat might be.
Pat might be. Yeah. Let's hope whoever
Pat's
wins
Pat's already pissed. All right. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Chris?
Yep. I got a book right here. It's Native American Wisdom.
I got a book right here.
Yeah, right there. You want to think a guy like me, I like that stuff. I'm big Lou Diamond Phillips
tiny.
Fan. Yeah.
Here, put it near Jordan's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say, hey, this is a great encyclopedia, and then you look like you have a giant head.
So yeah, so I got that. I think Native Americans are pretty dope. So they're good people.
Yeah, they deserve a tiny book.
Yeah.
Aww. Yep.
Yeah, so I got
that. At the very least.
Yeah, I thought it's got some nice wisdom in there, some nice quotes.
It's like a Native American Bible?
It's not, you know, nothing happens.
No, it's just wisdom.
It's not a picture book.
Like, Doug,
can you read one of the quotes?
Well, I started to look for something to read from it, and it is so boring.
Yeah, but there's pictures. I'll look at the pictures.
There's lots of pictures, yeah. Do you want me to just read who's in the pictures?
Probably Geronimo.
Russell Maines.
Yeah, I don't know. I have seen that in any great undertaking, it is not enough for a man to depend simply upon himself. That was said by...
A quitter.
Do you want some help?
It was said by Lone Man?
Yep, that's one of his. Yeah.
God damn, Lone Man. He really is out there by himself. He thinks up some shit.
Lone Man's a Brooklyn guy, man.
He comes up with some good stuff.
We love Lone Man in Brooklyn.
Well, thank you for that. That's my favorite gift so far this year for the prize bag.
Awesome.
You know, it's early in the year, but still, good luck.
It's nice to be, appreciate it.
Jordan?
I brought a soundtrack to my first movie, Zombievers.
Did you bring 10 of them?
Nice.
I didn't bring 10 of them, and I didn't bring it on cassette. But it is, it's a little CD. And it's wrapped.
Yeah.
Sarah, would you like to sign that?
I would love to sign it.
Do you mind signing that?
Give me a pen.
Sign it, Pat.
And the funniest thing, I will.
Love, Pat. Okay. It's Pat.
Should we take the wrapping off first so it's more permanent?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited
this
about
is always easy to take this stuff off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be less valuable when you do that.
It comes right off.
Yeah, it's a collector's edition.
Wait, but it's going to have signature. You can all sign it.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to have everybody sign it. I always forget to get signatures on the items, but people love it. All right.
Okay.
There you go.
All variants of Pat.
Sign away.
I really want to see this.
Yeah, right? I mean,
I'm so excited about
on the cover
now.
Of the thing, it's a zombiever going after a beaver. It's right.
I didn't even think of that.
It's good. Yeah. Well, here, I got to show everybody now. I mean, he didn't think of that, you guys. He didn't make the connection that there's a beaver going right.
No clue.
Right at between a lady's legs. But she's got a knife, so she seems ready to deal. Yep. She's going to be carving up.
Can I sign it, Lone Chief?
There we go.
And what do you have for a Shane?
I forgot about the prize bag, so I ran over to Rite Aid. And I got a box of popcorn, so for movies. Yeah.
That's nice.
Extreme butter.
Extreme butter. I don't.
Not regular.
It's a weird
butter.
Place to put extreme.
Not if it's me, bro.
What's up, cholesterol? It's extreme.
Butter is the milk in my cereal.
Extreme kaopectin.
I got Twizzlers filled Twist candy. I don't know.
Well, that is extreme. Slide those over here. I'm going to try one of those.
Okay.
I mean, I got a, seriously, I've never seen this, but I'm in.
I got a copy of Hunt for Red October. It's the book, not the movie. So if there's any Tom Clancy fans.
But it's not the Alec Baldwin version.
No, it's John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Because he's Jack, same character in all this. And then I got a sympathy card. I signed this.
Isn't it weird how big the card aisle still is in those places? What are they doing?
They're
making a 60-cent sale every 3 days.
It's crazy is that there are still magazines.
Or are they more expensive than that? Am I out of touch?
That was like $10.
$10 greeting cards?
Oh, I mean, no, the whole thing.
The whole aisle of greeting cards?
Jesus.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God. What a mess.
You're like, thanks. I'll try one of those. Like, says every high guy ever.
I mean, I'm sorry. Did you want one? I'm sorry, but no, they got two different flavors. What are these flavors?
I swear to God, it smells like Play-Doh.
It does.
It really does. It,
right?
It's fucking Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try it. It smells like
arm floaties from when you would go in the...
It's arm floaties.
The candy.
God.
You want to sign this?
I did. They didn't make those in my size.
Yeah, they're not good. Sorry, Twizzlers. Yeah. Red Vines isn't fucking around with other flavors.
I don't know if I was allowed to eat that, but I did.
They just stick to what they know.
Hey, Doug, what's your favorite movie snack?
It's like you have a hearing delay.
I think I have to go with alcohol.
All right.
Yeah, these places letting you drink these days is a real upgrade in the movie going experience.
Yeah, 21 and over.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought you were a pothead and not a drinker.
Yeah, but you still can't smoke in movie theaters. That's the next thing. Is to get a smoking theater.
But you can,
and make sure that the air conditioning runs backwards so that the smoke doesn't obscure the screen. Like there has to be a constant sucking out. What?
You've thought about this. So.
I have.
Jesus Christ.
Because it would ruin it if if everybody's just blowing a bunch of smoke in the room.
But also people could have scuba type masks so it's just going in.
Yeah, or you could just watch movies that take place in San Francisco. I know.
All the candy could just be edibles that they sell at the concession stand.
Oh, that's the smartest idea.
And then you could put weed butter on the popcorn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't even smoke pot. Cheers. This is what you guys are doing to yourselves. You would have thought of this shit if you stopped smoking it for a second. I'm going to make a few bucks. Goddamn dopers. Stop eating all the candy, Doug. I don't care. I can't have sugar.
That's a gift. That's supposed to be a gift, right?
Yeah.
I just took two. I wanted one of each flavor to prove to myself that they taste exactly the same. They're just different colors. Like most colored candies.
That sounded offensive.
What do you mean most?
What's the model candy?
No, because like sour balls, they can have different flavors.
Yeah, they can.
But M&M's doesn't matter what color they are.
Right.
That's
they
true.
Taste the same.
Yeah, yeah. Equality.
All right, so all that's in the prize bag. I'll even put these back in there. And... So someone's going to win all of this stuff. And we're going to play some games in a second, but first, a quick question for everybody. Shane has had this question before, so I'll start with him. What was the last movie you saw?
I watched A Star Is Born last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper really nailed the look I was going for.
So what do you got to do? Change it up now, or are you just going
to... I got to drop about 80 pounds and be driven. It's fine. Oh, fuck you.
Extreme.
I'm doing fine. And I watched Crazy Rich Asians, too, which I really, really liked. It was a lot of fun. I like a good romantic comedy. So that is my response. This feels like everybody forgot to do their homework right now.
I didn't see that movie, but it bombed in Asia, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, can you guess why from seeing it?
Maybe the title. They're not all crazy rich over there.
But I'd guess they would switch the title.
Do you know what the switch was?
No, I'm just assuming. You know, they always have a wheel, like over there. It's called like Wheelbarrow.
It's
like, what? I wish it was called that here.
Yeah.
But I really like it. I used all my wit on the weed movie theater stuff, so I'm cashed now.
Jordan, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Thor Bandersnatch. No, I saw... I saw...
That's called Wheelbarrow in Asia.
Yes, in Asia. I saw an old movie and a new... I saw The Mule. I watched The Mule, the Clint Eastwood movie.
Just for some racist fun?
No, I just love Clint Eastwood.
But he's pretty racist in it, right?
That's Gran Torino. I feel like
that's more Gran Torino. I guess
really?
I think he's a little bit
less racist when he's, I think he's moving drugs over the border.
Oh, I guess. I didn't know it was that.
Is that no, Gran Torino, he was just mean to the neighborhood kids till he realized they were pretty cool.
Yeah. Until he realized they were crazy rich Asians.
You call
him,
no.
No, come on.
I think they're low Asian and
they're Hmong.
He had to, that's it. That's it. Yeah, and he had to learn that, and I guess I didn't.
Well, then why did he even make it, Doug?
Right. Okay,
Mule?
Is it good?
I thought it was really good, yeah.
Okay.
It was interesting. And I saw Benjamin Button again. I hadn't seen it in a while.
Good movie.
Curious Case.
Which, did you watch it? I like to watch it backwards.
Yeah, me too. Because everybody else like ages backwards and he is normal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I recommend that. Chris?
So it has to be a new movie or just like the last movie I watched?
The last movie you saw for like any reason, like on any device or in a theater or...
I mean, I watch Bronx Tale pretty much every day. So other than Bronx Tale...
Have you seen Bronx Tale the musical?
Yeah, of course. I went.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Some people don't go to musicals.
I was there opening night. I swear to God. I swear on my mother.
And you like it? Is it a good adaptation of the movie?
I thought it was great. And I saw it with Chaz Palminteri. He's become a friend of mine.
He was sitting next to you?
Are you
serious?
I swear to God. I saw my daughter. He was sitting next to me at the musical. He's a friend of mine. And I swear, he just kept... He was hilarious because we're like watching the musical and it's like all families and stuff like that and it's good and he's like, you know, the girls are dancing. He's like, look at number three's ass over there. She's like dancing around, spinning, and I'm like, oh, don't say that. And then he was like, wait until this part. And then like it was like some like crazy part and I looked over and he was just crying and I was like, Chaz, you're crying in your own play. And I went with Chaz Palminteri. Yeah.
Danny Aiello's my mailman.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But then, but other than Bronx Tale, I mean, I watched a movie Rookie of the Year the other day. That's a good movie.
Yeah, you got to check in on that one every once in a while.
And I watch a lot of kid stuff, you know, like Pocahontas I watch a lot with her or, you know, my daughter or, you know, all that Mickey Mouse Clubhouse shit.
Mulan.
Mulan is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that Eddie Murphy dragon's pretty good, eh?
He's pretty... is that Eddie Murphy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good in that.
Is Frozen still a thing
Frozen,
with kids?
Frozen is... But it gets annoying, Frozen, you know? But
why is that?
Because you just... I mean, it's just, you know, you constantly watch it. Yeah, and it's Frozen and...
They want to watch it too many times.
Want to watch it too many times.
Yeah. I don't like the way...
not enough diversity.
Yeah. I don't like the way the romantic interest turns out to be a bad guy.
Yeah. I know.
I didn't care for that.
I knew that he was
because every time I watch it now, I can't enjoy the song where they're singing about sandwiches because I know he's going to be a dick to her later.
And I knew, I knew.
I'm like, I can't feel joy for this couple that's excited to be in love
because
he's faking it.
I look at couples every time I'm in a subway and think the same thing. Look at this cold cut combo motherfucker over here.
Yeah. And right. Glorious Bastards, that's probably the most...
Oh, that's the one you watch the most with your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah. We love that. But I hadn't seen that movie ever until recently, so...
Oh, so you're cool. Super yeah. into it new.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that Hans Lando, whatever his name is...
Good kid.
No, the bad guy in that movie. Yeah, he's bad. He's a scary character. Christoph Waltz is scary.
Yeah.
Now when I see him in something where he's not supposed to be scary, I'm still like, he's probably going to... kill a Jew soon. Yeah. You know what I mean? He always seems like he's up to something.
Right. Yeah.
Sarah?
Yes.
What have you seen? Have you been to the cinema?
I've been on my couch on the Netflix.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
What's your Netflix jam?
I keep calling it The Ballad of Boss Skaggs, but it's Buster Scruggs.
It'd be just as accurate, I think, because Buster Scruggs is barely in the fucking movie.
I know, it was so good.
But he's great. Buster is a great part of that. And did you enjoy it from
beginning to end? I think they're a good study. The two of them, the Coen brothers, are a great study of genre, and it's so interesting to see them study like that and like what they did with the films in the past that they've made.
Yeah, they're always they're making fun movies, especially if you think murder is fun.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite short?
I honestly the first one I loved so much, and then the fact that it didn't come back broke my heart. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
The way he kills that one guy is one of the best kills in the history of cinema. Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful one,
I like the gold guy.
The gold, I was going to say, that was my favorite. Yeah. It was so beautiful. And, yeah. Oh, man. Is that a spoiler to like talk about that?
No, no.
The gold guy? I don't think people follow anything at this point.
Spoiler alert, gold guy.
They think there's suddenly a commercial for all the old people watching to make sure they sell their gold.
Yeah. I watched my pals and I finally, we've been trying to watch Grave of the Fireflies for a year now. We finally watched it, and it's the saddest movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Sadder than Frozen, the sandwich anomaly in Frozen. No, I haven't seen either of them.
Yeah, they got each other at the end of that, but no one has each other at the end of Grave of the Fireflies.
Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah,
I don't know it.
You know, it's a Ghibli film.
When I heard that title, I was like, that's the type of movie, like, when I'm on a date, I pretend I know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did for so long. Like, and then we're we've just been lying for so long.
Studio Ghibli, I love everything they do. But that's Miyazaki.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Miyazaki,
yeah. Yeah, you need Japanese animation for children?
Japanese animation.
Or for all audiences, I should say.
Japanese animation for children. What, you mean, is there one that I watch with my daughter?
Mm. Oh, your daughter watches some anime?
No, is that what you were asking me?
I think,
what are you trying
I
to say?
Think I'm asking you something very specific.
Did you just
ask
my daughter's Japanese? What are you asking?
Are we still talking about movies?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
No, I don't know anything about anime, but I do support the Japanese.
You know, like...
I want to clarify.
Like Howl's Moving Castle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, have you seen that? Or have you seen that cat Totoro or whatever he's called?
That one's great.
No, she has a bunch of Hello Kitty shit. That's
okay.
All right. Yeah, but it's a good character.
Hey,
you know?
Doug. Earlier, I was making a joke about your comment that Clint Eastwood's racist, and I feel like it sounded like I made a racist comment.
Oh, really?
Because the whole crowd went aww. And so I just want to clarify that.
Oh, I'm glad you jumped in.
Yeah, I'm trying to
fix that right up.
I'm scrubbing my
pants. I still don't even know what happened.
I'm trying to like scrub my past.
No, I just saw the trailer.
The
it just felt like Clint Eastwood was anxious to get back in those racist pants again that he wore in Gran Torino. So effective.
It wasn't effectively.
Yeah.
He knows the role. It's him.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But, you know, he has made some amazing films, and then he made that movie about that thing that happened in Paris, and he decided
310 to Yuma.
That the people that...
No, that's not it.
That's not what it's called.
Did he make that?
The 450... No, the 5...
458 to Paris? Midnight?
Something... Yeah, some number to Paris.
420 to...
420. Yes, it was the 420 to Paris. And those guys that really, you know, did that, were yeah. involved in the actual incident, you know, the heroes,
yeah.
played themselves in the movie.
Ugh.
And exactly, exactly. Like, they're not actors.
No,
they're not actors. But Clint Eastwood is like,
thank you.
I can direct anything.
Yeah. Remember that movie, that action movie with that Navy SEALs played Navy SEALs like 10 years ago? And they were just like, they'd look right in the camera and be like, we're going to get him. You know, like like it was their scene partner. It was so fucking, and then they'd go underwater and their face would be pain. It was fucking, it's pretty good.
No, I'm not I'm not trying to disparage heroes at all.
I am.
Hey,
and
hey,
sometimes a real life person gets into something and they, you know, they end up being amazing. But
not all actors wear capes.
Nice, yes. I like that joke.
Thank you. You don't like it.
I did. Somewhere, a nice shawl. I thought it was good. You know, I thought it was good. Everything, things are just good enough. You know.
Yeah.
Everything in life is just good enough.
I hear
you. Know what I mean, I don't need to be wooed.
Just enough.
You know what I mean? It's fucking great, dude. I like.
You have a special coming out on Friday. You should be so happy.
It doesn't matter, dude. No, it's all over.
Yeah, it's not over. You're doing great,
Shane.
You're doing great. You got a 38 waist, a good chin. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
I appreciate
any
it,
one of these people would be lucky to hang out with
Let's
you.
Let's fucking hang out more, man.
I would like that.
All right, cool. Okay.
Where do you live in Brooklyn again?
Me, you, and Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah. Who's the ugliest one in that group? Chaz.
He's old.
He is old. 70. I bet he's fun. I bet he'd tell crazy stories.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He always has a gun on him.
Did you read his biography? It's called All That Chaz.
Chazzercise? Don't start this.
Don't start a pun fight you can't finish. All right.
In the palmentary of my hand?
Yes.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay. That was enough. It was plenty because now I'm going to say, let the games begin. I've wrote down some movie trivia games that I'd like to play with you guys. But before we do that, lots of people have beautiful or unusual name tags, and they're all like movie kind of parody signs, and they work their names into it. And what I'd like each one of you on stage to do is to go out into the audience and pick the one that you like the most, and then bring it back to your seat.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. Take your time, but now's the time to do it. And while you do that, you say something clever before you drop a mic.
Faux pas.
Or after.
Or more.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, you're almost halfway through this episode. What are you going to listen to next? That's my question that I put to you. May I recommend Dining with DNK? Or how about Getting Doug with High? And then there's also Doug Loves Minis. If it's got my name or initial on it, then I stand by it. Something, something percent. Not going to give you an exact number, because you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to say, let's go back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial.
No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Wow, that was quick and orderly. We're back.
Yay!
Yay!
I needed that walk. That was very nice.
Sarah, not only did you get a lot of candy.
I know. I love my life.
But that's also a horrifying version of me on the Silence of the Lambs poster.
I also
with
think
the bug on my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, now you have it forever, but we also have all these treats. It says Silence of the Reeds.
Yeah, Silence of the Reeds.
I don't think there's any excuse to not make sure that the last word didn't rhyme with lamb. So that could have worked out better. But yeah, you gave snacks.
People
in
do
lieu
their
of
best. That's the thing.
Thank you.
But there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoy. Which one of those snacks is the most exciting to you?
Man, I like the one. I mean, I like that the Snickers is broken up in letters. No, I didn't realize they did it like that.
Yeah, where you just have one letter on there.
That's like, kind of nifty.
Yeah. This one, the racists love that one.
I don't know. I think, I mean, I'm going to eat the one that starts with my name of my name, letter of my name.
Yeah,
Sarah.
Have an S.
Have an S.
Have an S.
Of a Snicker.
I'm going to, do you guys want some?
I'm keto.
Are you kidding?
No, I have a 38 waist.
No, okay, that's right. Sorry, I forgot.
I'll eat all the candy.
Oh, this is God, like product placement for your
show. Let me see what you have here, yeah. Chris. You have. Are you a fan of the film Sister Act 2?
Yep, Whoopi Goldberg and Catholic, so I like that one.
Okay, yeah. Sister Act 2, Macklin the Habit. So this is made by someone named Macklin?
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's you?
Yep.
Great job, dude. You drew that on a piece of paper real nice.
Good job,
man.
Can I
throw candy for everybody that got one chosen? Is that weird?
What do you mean?
It says nice job. I feel like I should hand him a thing that says nice job.
Oh, okay.
Nice job. What's for you? You're welcome. Oh. Did you miss it?
No, I got it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, the other guy didn't miss it, and then he passed it to the guy.
Yeah, Madeline.
I guess did miss it. Technically, but it wasn't thrown to him really.
Yeah, well. if
you want to do that again with each one, I love it.
Okay, me too.
All right. So, Jordan, who are you playing for?
The right Steve off the right stuff. And there's a note, a personal note for you in the back.
Oh, I would like to see that.
From the guy who made it.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's, okay. Yeah.
I'm playing for Nightmark on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
Doug is a lady in it.
What? Sarah, did you see how big the candy is on
oh,
it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself.
If anybody wants real size candy.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tear the donetties off of there?
I'm sorry?
Is there donuts on there?
There are.
Can you tear those off of there? Pass them over here. The whole plastic slides off from the bottom. This guy really made it, this thing
anyways,
right.
You want me to do it?
Oh, is all the plastic because it's raining outside?
Oh, is it
tape? Sure.
Yes.
Sure?
Okay. I bought it like that.
Oh, you bought it like that? I don't understand.
Somebody made a Douglas movie, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. No, it's all right, get those donuts off there. Pront. What? Now they're in the bag? they're taped to the bag.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I know how to open things. This isn't as easy.
This is a lot of candy. I didn't come in with some little candy. I came here. God, it's the first time I haven't ever been able to open a bag of donuts.
I'll get it.
All right.
It.
What's the name of the guy that gave that to you?
It's a Nightmark on Elm Street.
Okay.
And it says, if Doug doesn't wake up screaming, he won't wake up at all. So all right. That was a tagline or something.
I'd rather just sleep through it than wake up screaming. Rather just not wake up at all. Seems peaceful.
I'm gonna get it.
Okay. I just wanted you to pass the whole package. Oh, it's still tagged to the thing.
Yeah.
You want me to do it?
Oh my God! Did you use super glue?
All right.
Is this a?
I don't like candy anymore.
Run that for me.
Candy's ruined for Shane. Kane's out on candy. Shane, no more candy for Shane.
I'm keto too.
I mean, what the fuck? What did you use?
Oh, it's not so goddamn easy.
Attach this shit. It's taped from the post office.
Oh, so they finally got something to work.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Oh, Kit Kat.
Yeah, you only mashed the shit out of two or three of these donuts.
I know, my speaker.
Because when you sling them across the room, they're going to stay together.
Who wants this first damaged one?
That guy does.
Yeah. Oh, good catch.
Good
Oh, this one's really bad. Who wants a really bad one?
I want it.
Okay, now we're getting better.
Oh, yay.
I'll throw another. That wasn't in, I didn't get that in your hands. Let me try again.
Jesus. Was that real? That was a real throw.
Throwing that ball like Eli Manning, huh?
No, I know. I know. I can get it to her.
Your fucking team lost too.
Yeah.
Give me a tough one. Give me a one that's way back there. Wait, who wants one way back there?
I'll give you.
Oh, nice.
I was going to see if you could get it through the sound booth window.
Oh, that'd be sick. That would be fun. Yeah. But the lights are in my eyes.
So I can do it.
Because you're shining so bright.
Here, I'll try it with the Three Musketeers.
That's not regulation.
I can't really see the window because of the lights, but...
It's just to the left
Which
of the clock.
Which side of the window is open?
Just to the left of the clock.
To the left of the clock is open?
To the left to the right of the clock, too.
Left to the one. Or right of the... Thing.
Yeah. Well, that's... I just asked which one. All right. I'm going to the right.
You're throwing across.
Do it, Doug.
Come on.
Ow!
Oh.
He did it! Listeners...
Yeah, you were a little too slow on that to be convincing.
Well, I was in awe, Douglas. You're a brilliant comedian and an athlete.
He's doing a handstand now.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one by a mile.
Yeah.
It's just that light is so bright. Yeah. But that's what you get for being in show business.
That's how the donut donuts.
Oh. All right, let's start with a game that I call ABCD's Nuts. It's just a silly title. It doesn't mean anything.
The room's telling us a secret.
Yeah, that's somebody just took a shit.
Yeah.
That's a secret.
Yeah, there's a real loud hissing
sound.
Well,
whoever walks in here next...
Yeah, that's the thing, though. The last time that happened, I was waiting for somebody to come out, but they just stayed in there. But yeah, it's the bathroom here makes a lot of noise, but I don't think the listeners hear it. But now they know about it, and it's exciting to be inclusive. In this game, it's a spelling game. Mm-hmm. Sarah and Chris, I don't know if Jordan and Shane have played this game before, but I'll say a letter to you, and you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter.
Got it.
Okay. But if you match the movie that I've written down previously, then you win this particular game automatically. And here's what we're going to spell. In honor of, he mentioned it earlier, Jordan's directorial debut, Zombievers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord.
We are going to spell Zombievers. So the first letter... goes to Sarah. And just name any movie that begins with the letter Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got this.
I got one.
Don't help her.
Oh, we can't.
Oh my God, oh, Zoolander! Sorry. Mother
you cheater.
Of God!
I
no.
didn't say that.
I was gonna.
I would have said Zootopia.
Oh, okay. There
yeah.
you go.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean,
of.
You really could just all the zoo movies fit this.
Yeah.
Letter
I was
going to
say Zeppelin footage. So.
Zeppelin footage.
All right. Well, a theme will emerge
okay.
amongst all these titles. That's another thing that can help you. But I just started off with straight up just a movie called Zombie from 1979.
Right.
Begins with a Z. But now you get O, Chris. Just name any movie begins with the letter O.
Begins with the letter O.
Yeah.
Othello.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they made a bunch of movies of that.
Yeah. There you go. It counts.
It was filmed a bunch of times.
Good guy.
I went with a movie called Oculus.
Sure.
Right? You've heard of it. M is your letter, Jordan.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yeah, doesn't... I mean, it kind of fits the theme, but I went with Mandy.
Oh, it's supposed to be a theme.
The Nicolas Cage. Realize, okay. Yeah, a theme. Sorry. A theme emerges.
Right.
B, Shane.
B.
Mm-hmm.
B. Basketball. Fuck. I was like trying to think of something in a theme.
Basketball.
It's right there. Did you hold up your sign?
I did.
but you didn't spell with a B though.
No.
So that I couldn't say casketball.
No.
Then
you'd be out.
Yep.
I wrote down basket case.
Close.
For B. Now we're back to you, Sarah, with the letter E.
E.
Yeah, Zombievers is spelled, there's no I.
That's what I was stewing on, and now I hate myself.
You know what the theme is.
B? E.
E.
E?
E.
This is...
Ev. You got it.
I got it. Ev... ear. Ever. I'm sure there's a film called Everest somewhere out there.
Yes, sure. Everest.
Big,
yeah.
Big movie.
Somewhat up, and they didn't all come down. Everest. Terrible tagline.
That could be a plane movie, too. No, it couldn't.
I went with Eraserhead.
Oh,
classic Eraserhead. A is the next letter for Chris.
A?
Mm-hmm.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Sick.
This is like almost a match.
Yeah.
Because I wrote Anna and the Apocalypse.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel really special. Thank
would
you.
If A had come to you, do you think you would have said Anna and the Apocalypse?
I would have tried to not as hard as I could, and then I probably would have done it out of fear.
V for you, Jordan.
V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Is it good? You seen it?
I enjoyed it.
I'll watch it.
Do it, man. It's violent.
Yeah, every once in a while, Chris takes a break from Bronx Tale.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up with something fun like V for Vendetta.
B for Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That would have been a good one.
Shit. Fuck.
But I think it's a T. I think it's the Bronx Tale, so it wouldn't count.
T for
the, but I'll wait till T comes
Bronx
around.
Tale. Yeah.
Do you know what my V is? That's a weird sentence. I went with Videodrome.
Oh. Yeah.
Still no theme for you, Jordan?
Still missing the theme. Yeah.
Really?
I think I got
interesting.
It. I got it. I think I got it.
E.
Is it me or?
E, yeah.
Oh.
Didn't you?
I just go?
Huh?
I did. No,
yeah, I thought you
she
did.
She went, then he went. And
what did you say?
I did V for Vendetta.
He did V for
and
Vendetta.
And he said Armageddon.
I what? Said Armageddon. Shane hasn't went yet.
Who hasn't went yet?
Tight
but
ship.
But the idea is we're supposed to go in order. So if you catch me going out of order, then stop me.
Oh, go out of order. What?
Because now the order is
what letter
all
are we
up.
On?
Hold on.
We're
I would,
on E,
I would
and I
watch,
thought it was Jordan's turn.
I would watch
wrong,
a game
apparently.
Show called Who Hasn't Went Yet.
Yeah.
It's just people trying not to piss their pants.
Yeah. All right.
Who hasn't went yet?
Wait,
with
yet.
Chris Hardwick.
All right, E, Shane.
E. Every Which Way But Lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Evil Dead 2 is what I said.
Oh!
Theme?
Yeah. Huh? It's a theme.
Yeah.
R.
Road to Redemption.
I just like the sudden confidence that you had. You just went right to it. I said Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Theme?
Yeah, there's a theme. Chris.
What's
S.
S?
Yeah, we're gonna be done with this. Zombievers will be spelled.
S, I'm gonna go with
Psycho.
No. Psycho. That's what the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's right there in front of you.
Did you
believe
can I
you
guess
came
what
up
you
with
said?
It? But you see how it says the Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, you want me to switch it then?
Yeah.
It's fucking. Let's do.
I'm giving you another chance to win.
All right.
Because I didn't write down Silence of the
straight
Lambs.
Straight out of Compton. There you go.
Well, they went through a lot, but I wouldn't call that a horror movie. They're all horror Slither? Movies. And but the one I picked last is Scream 2.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
In case one of you figured it out and said Scream, I would have burned you good.
What if it was the Straight Out of Compton? Any of the...
Yeah.
That begins with the letter T.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. If it had that other title. If it had that other word in there.
Cool.
All right. So who won that game? Nobody. But you know what that means, Sarah? That means you get to go first in our game that will determine a winner tonight. It's called Last Man Stanton. People love it. I'm going to name an actor or actress that I'm going to get from a pre-selected audience member. And then each of all of us, including me, but we'll start with Sarah and then we'll go to Chris. We have to take turns saying movies that that person's been in. Oh, if you can't think of one, you're out. But you can go to your lifeline one time, and your lifeline is the person whose name tag you picked. So Reed and...
Lovely Reed.
Macklin and Steve and Mark.
Yes.
Are who you
what if you don't know who the actor or actress is? To.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never heard of the person, I'd like you to repeat again what you're here to promote and then leave.
Fair enough, man.
Oh.
I like
we
it.
We try to come up with people that people have heard of. It's not, right. The game isn't let's name an actor nobody's heard of and then watch right. Everybody be sad.
Okay. All right, cool. So, I got it.
We get like big names. You know who Herschel Bernardi is?
Yeah.
He played for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Won the Heisman out of Georgia. Good guy. Says he never lifted a weight in his life.
That's true, right? Yeah. He did say that.
Yeah, he only did
Walker.
Yeah, he would only do. He's like the most shredded guy ever. All he ever did was push-ups and sit-ups.
I believe it, man.
Yeah, and he started fighting MMA when he was 50.
Yeah,
and then he won. It was crazy. He beat up a 22-year-old man. He's 50. What's that actor's name? That riff died on the vine.
Do you want to do? You could do a spin-off. Shane loves. What were we even talking about?
Football.
Football.
It's a sport.
No, I know. Yeah. So you could do Shane loves sports.
Yeah. I pitched that this week. Nobody wanted it.
I want it. I'm building a podcast empire. But unfortunately, all the podcasts have me in them. So if I could find someone like you, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Where's Nate with Jazz?
Right here.
Hey, Nate with Jazz.
Hey, Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Let me ask you first to give you a chance to change your mind. Can you...
I thought this was actors we'd heard of.
Nate, yeah. Nate, can you see the expression on Chris's face right now?
And my
does he
face
look
too.
Happy with your
fuck
with your choice?
I
don't think that word meant that he's happy that he said. Do you know Keira Knightley?
I know who she is.
Okay.
I think I've seen one movie she's in.
All right,
I bet
well,
I know what movie it is.
Hang on to yeah. that. Hang
I've
on n- to
I've
that.
I've never seen a movie she's in.
I know two movies she's in.
Okay, see, she's doing great at this. But
damn it.
But she is kind of a more esoteric one.
Game will be
a lot
quit.
Of her movies are costume dramas. So
she's out?
No, she's not out.
She still could be
she's
the one.
She's very much in play.
Well, Doug, this was what you said wasn't going to happen. Someone that would be hard.
Yeah.
I'm very upset.
Yeah, well, you just wait for what is about to happen. Because I've got a backup person.
Oh, shit.
Sweet.
I've got a backup name. This person's going to give us a name. And both names are going to be in play. And if this person lets us down...
You better not say
like Nate over here. Then we're all going to have to live with it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right? Where is... I mean, this is probably the last person you want to ask for help. Where is Rob Life Ruiner?
Dad? Just kidding, he's dead.
Where are you, Rob? Rob, are you here? or did someone with that name reach out to me pretending that they would be here tonight?
He did it. He ruined it.
Just to hear their... Oh, you are him?
Mark Wahlberg.
Wait, but you're not Rob?
Yes. No.
Okay. When he raised his hand, I was just like, oh, there he is. He's really here. So Rob is not here. I don't care for that.
What a dick, man.
Rob really did. He is a life ruiner. Because this is my last show.
He just
Rob ruined everything.
He just ruined 100 people's lives in here.
Oh, well, that's
sad.
That's a generous estimate. Both of the number of people and the impact of Rob.
maybe he ruined his own life today, and that's why he's not here. Oh, really? Fuck off. You don't give a shit. You do not give a fuck about Rob Life Ruiner. Teddy Saves the Babies here. Cheer for him.
Okay, so here we are. We got Keira Knightley and this gentleman. He raised his hand. I did call on him, so I'm going to take it. Mark Wahlberg. So what I need is for everybody to look good, feel good. And name films of either of those two people. And since we do have a bit of a time issue, since I know every Mark Wahlberg movie, I'm going to recuse myself from playing this time. It's you guys.
I feel like Chris and I are only going to say Mark Wahlberg movies.
Yeah. No, I know two Keira Knightleys. I got them in my head. Okay. I hope nobody says them.
Yeah. No, I'd hang on to those.
Yeah. Are we saying either or?
You can say a movie that either of them is in, and then, but, you know, just no repeats, and we'll go through until, you know, somebody's stumped.
Okay. But no Keira Wahlberg movies or Mark Knightleys.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm off the top of my head, I don't think they're in a movie together, but I might be proven wrong. All right, Sarah, go.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Fuck!
Yes.
That was
That was one of his. How could you do that?
Well, I know one more with her. But I could say a Mark Wahlberg movie. I could say a Wahlberg movie. Fucking Ted 2.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Nothing like helping the other players.
Wait, was I not supposed... Is the strategy not to say an obvious one?
Well... Yeah, kind of,
if there's a sequel,
not even obvious. Kind of... Yeah, you just gave away that by saying Ted 2.
But I can
anyway,
still say the other
Jordan,
one if nobody says
it's Jordan's turn.
The Departed.
Okay, do you guys understand what's going on here?
Keira Knightley's in The Departed?
Shane.
What does he mean?
Shane, help me out here.
What are we doing wrong?
Say the right thing.
I will say the right thing.
Do it.
I'm going to say fear.
God damn you. Do you guys want to win?
I want Chris
what's
to get
going
another
on?
I'm going to
understand
Chris.
What's happening. Friend.
All right, Sarah, you can do it.
The Jacket.
That's a Keira Knightley movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris?
Boogie Nights. Was that wrong?
No.
Why is that wrong?
You got to laugh, buddy.
That's right.
You're doing great.
You did great. You're doing great. Jordan?
The Fighter.
Domino.
Oh, that's a Keira Knightley one. Sarah?
Pride and Prejudice.
And zombies?
A Knight's Tale. That's Keira Knightley.
What?
No, it's not.
Isn't that the one with Heath Ledger?
Yeah, but not Keira Knightley.
Who's that?
Shannon Sossaman.
Oh. Well, I guess
I'm
out.
Thank you for knowing that, Shane.
Yeah.
Size 38 waist, 11 o'clock.
Well, can I get another shot then?
I'll give you one more try, but just calm down.
Ted. See? Play. comes into play.
Oh my God.
Jordan.
The Notebook.
What?
You got nothing.
Well, go to your lifeline.
Oh, yeah. Mark?
Phantom Menace stars a
Oh, shit. Good job. That's Keira Knightley, right?
What?
Oh. No. Or is he thinking of...
She's the imposter, remember?
She's the imposter?
That's right.
I don't think about those movies ever.
Well, she's the imposter, so...
So...
Yeah.
Which one? Phantom Menace? She's in Menace? Yeah, yeah. All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Good job, Mark. At least you didn't burn one. Everybody knows.
Patriots Day.
What's that?
That's the Boston Bomber movie that Wahlberg did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is it Patriots or Patriot?
Patriots Day, because okay. It's not for one Patriot. It's for all of them. You're thinking of that Mel Gibson movie.
But isn't the actual day called Patriot Day?
Or? Yeah, it's named after the Day of Remembrance. It's Patriots Day, for God's sake. Really, we're going to do this? We let Ted 2 go around the block 3 times? And you're going to get at me over a comma? Are you fucking serious right now?
There's a comma.
I can say
Patriots
another.
Patriots comma day?
The Patriots own the day. It's fine. Fuck me. I'm the asshole here, I guess.
I mean, you're doing most of the talking.
Well, my back's hurting from carrying the show. I lifted that from Mattel.
It's hurting from your big head.
Oh, and belly. Oh,
why would your neck hurt from your big belly?
I said back.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do you hear anything that's happening?
That does hurt your back.
Yeah. Would you like me to say it?
I'm trying to go to Sarah. Okay. You said Patriots Day a million times.
You made me.
What do you think?
Oh, a movie with those people.
Either one of them.
The Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm still confused about that movie. I'm sure we all are.
There's two Keira Knightleys that are dangling out there that I have no idea why still available. Go ahead there, Chris.
For United 93?
Okay,
isn't that a movie?
Why don't you use your goddamn lifeline?
Yeah.
I just named a championship soccer team.
Yeah. Wait, just let me think a minute. All right, yeah, you know what? I'm going to use my lifeline. This guy.
How about Love Actually?
Yeah, Love Actually.
Is that Mark Wahlberg?
Have you looked into his eyes?
A guy shows up at his door with a series of signs telling him how much he loves him.
In
and
Boston.
Mark Wahlberg is like, hey, my black husband's in the living room. Yeah. So I can't, you know, thanks for the thought, but no thanks.
Fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, it's classic. You've never seen Love Actually?
I don't think so.
I haven't either.
I don't know, man.
What's wrong with fellas? You? Are you men or some shit?
I just watch The Bronx Tale a lot.
It's. But you said, Shane said he loves a good rom-com.
Yeah,
I do.
That's probably one of the king of the rom-coms.
I just never seen it. Yeah. I missed that one.
All right.
Sorry.
Jordan, it's back to you.
This is a guess.
Did anything help you?
I think Anchorman 2.
Yes.
Isn't Wahlberg in that? Does he have a cameo?
I don't
think so.
At the end, the big fight?
I'm not sure.
No, anyone?
Maybe.
With Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller.
No, there's so many people in that. He's got...
Yeah.
Let's just assume.
He does a lot. He works a lot.
Yeah, he works a lot.
All right.
Am I out?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right.
But you did great.
Do I leave now?
No.
Oh.
Hang out. We're going to, you know, plug your stuff again at the end. Shane?
Lone Survivor.
Ooh.
Wait. Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't Lone Survivor?
it's spelled L-O-A-N.
Yeah. Sarah.
Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Wait. Back up.
Keira Knightley?
Nice. I know what I'm saying. I thought I was out. No, I'm right back in.
There you go.
Ted 3.
We need the full title. Do you know the whole title of the damn thing? That's where it gets tricky.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the... No, is it that one? Curse of the... I'm mixing up some Indiana Jones films. In this
no, don't get Indiana Jones involved.
Curse of the...
Curse of the Davy Jones, Davy Jones Locker.
Wait, so you're saying the first one is called Curse of the Davy Jones Locker?
I think she just named the whole series inadvertently.
Yeah.
All right, well, great job, but that's not it. But we were so close. Crap. Chris?
Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Curse of the Black Pearl?
Yes! No.
Oh, so Pirates of the Caribbean, The Legend of Jack Sparrow?
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Bronx Tale.
Just stop at the first part and you'll get through this rap.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. There's more words even in the first one.
Disney's Pirates.
Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. The Curse of
Jack
Sparrow.
Right? I'm right. It's just more. It doesn't just end in the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, too. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm trying.
Pirates. Do they have numbers in them even?
Yeah.
They do have the numbers? I thought it's just Pirates of the Caribbean and then whatever that one is, like, you know, at World's End or whatever. That's not helpful to them. They can repeat that one and be wrong. So Shane, take this thing home.
Pain and Gain.
Yes! Shane is a winner!
Good round, man.
Mark, come get your prizes. Congratulations. You did it, dude. Yeah, and you can take your name tag back too.
Does and, this have a thing on it? Does you
congratulations.
Say
congrats, man.
Oh. Yeah.
I like your boots.
All right, we did it. We got 1 minute left. Shane, give us whatever you want to plug.
I'll be at Helium Comedy Club February 28th through March 2nd in Portland, Oregon, if somebody would like to come to that. I have an album called Established 1981 on Comedy Central Records, and thanks for just come.
Thank you, Shane. Shane Torres, everybody. Jordan Rubin, new project, The Drone.
If you're in Slam Dance next week, please come to the screening. Otherwise, it'll be out in a couple months, and Critters will be out in March.
Right on. Yeah. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan Rubin, everybody. Chris?
1 hour Comedy Central special this Friday, January 18th, 11 p.m., size 38 waist. And I have a podcast called The History Hyenas. It's about history and nature. It's fucking wild. Check it out.
Yeah. And Sarah Swire.
Hello.
Anna and the Apocalypse is still playing in theaters throughout the world.
Yeah, go see it if you just don't if you want to. Like, go see the film.
Go if you want to.
Mm-hmm. A shit a duh. Do you know if it's in LA right now?
I think it is. Oh my god, I'm bad at this. It should be.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Lots of Alamo Draft Houses are doing special screenings of it, sing along screenings, because people love the songs. They're really catchy. And the dancing's good.
Yeah, I have some CDs as well. I mean, if people want CDs, you can. It's on Spotify and iTunes as well, so it's not like it's an unattainable treat.
But it really takes those cassettes out of the equation.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you to everybody. Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Let's hear it for Sarah, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Swire, Chris DiStefano, Jordan Rubin, and Shane Torres.
Thank you.
What a fun group. Douglas Moody is back here at UCB Franklin on Tuesday, January 29th, 2 weeks from tonight. And as always, Amanda for getting Reed sick on his birthday is a shithead. This guy says, I am a shithead for making Doug say MoviePass is a shithead back when MoviePass was a good value. That being said, MoviePass stinks now. And LAUSD is a shithead. That's a good one.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no